Well, unfortunately, Bitcoin has moved into the Kool-Aid phase again. Again, yes. Now that it's crossed $100,000 a coin, and that's largely because of Trump's support for crypto and discussions of the possibility of the U.S. government buying Bitcoin for a Bitcoin reserve, which is a truly bizarre idea because there's, you know, if you ask a question, well, what's backing the government? Well, Bitcoin. Well, what's backing Bitcoin? Nothing. The government. You know, it's like, okay, how does this achieve the original ethos of decentralization? It does not. There should not be government pumping into Bitcoin. That's actually a very bad sign, at least for the Bitcoin purists out there, the crypto purists. But then Michael Saylor comes along now, and he says that the U.S. government, and he, you know, he's the CEO of MicroStrategies, which is running a really potentially catastrophic Ponzi scheme by raising money with stock share sales and then using that money to buy Bitcoin. And then as Bitcoin goes up, the value of their stock goes up because the only thing that that company does is they buy Bitcoin. The company doesn't produce anything. It just buys Bitcoin. That's all it does. And you can see that, you know, selling stock shares or raising money to buy Bitcoin is not that is not a long-term viable strategy of a business. Just buying and holding Bitcoin is that's not a business. That's a speculation play. But Michael Saylor over the weekend went out and said, I forgot which news program it was on, maybe it was CNBC or somebody like that, said that the U.S. government should sell all its gold holdings to crash the global gold markets and use that money to buy Bitcoin. Now, this is a guy who himself holds tens of thousands of Bitcoin, and his company holds hundreds of thousands of Bitcoin. So, of course, it's a self-serving kind of statement. It's like, hey, let's have the government pump up my own, you know, Bitcoin values. That's obvious. But there's something crazier about it, which is the idea of the government getting rid of all its gold and instead just holding Bitcoin. And the very reason that governments or central banks hold gold is because it is the asset of last resort. That when currencies fail throughout history, gold is always there because gold is an element. It's on the table of elements. Gold has outlasted the rise and fall of hundreds of nations and currencies. Gold has been around for thousands of years. Gold is mentioned over 400 times in the Bible. Bitcoin's not mentioned in the Bible. Bitcoin's only been around since, what, 2009, I think, something like that. It's an interesting concept, and there's a lot that's really awesome about decentralized cryptocurrency. But Bitcoin is not decentralized anymore. Most of it's owned by just a few whales and hedge funds like BlackRock and governments at this point, and a few wealthy people or like the Winklevoss twins and so on. I mean, most Bitcoin is now centralized. It's not decentralized. And the original promise of Bitcoin was that you could use it for everyday transactions. That's long been abandoned by even the Bitcoin community. They don't even say that that's what it's good for anymore because it's not. It's too expensive, too slow. So they say, well, it's digital gold, so you should just buy Bitcoin and hold it because it's going to hold value. Well, okay, that argument sounds great as long as Bitcoin keeps going up. But what happens if it starts going down? And I can think of a lot of examples of technology where the first mover had the best first tech, and then it was rapidly replaced by new technology. For example, Betamax versus VHS. And if you don't know what VHS is, you know, you're a lot younger than I am, but Betamax versus VHS tapes, that's how you would view movies back in the 1970s and 80s. You'd put a VHS tape in a video player, and you know the video was recorded on the tape, and it would play it, and you could fast forward and rewind, which meant physically fast forwarding the tape. And then when you finished watching the movie, you'd have to rewind it all the way back to the beginning, which took a while, and then you'd take it back to the place where you rented it, which used to be Blockbuster. And Betamax was a much better technology, but it didn't win. Instead, it became VHS. Laserdisc technology existed in the 1980s. It was vastly superior because it was digitally encoded optically on a disc, and LaserDisc players, they would never lose fidelity. I mean, they were really amazing. Think of it as sort of DVDs for movies back in the 1980s. That vanished. 8-track tapes versus cassette tapes. 8-track tapes were awesome because all the songs on an album, well, at least 8 songs, were all encoded in a loop on the tape. And you could switch from one song to another instantly, whereas in a cassette tape, you have to seek forward to the song you want. And those of us who grew up in the 1970s and 80s, we were really good at pressing fast forward for just the right amount of time to get to the next song. Of course, all of that's obsolete now because of digital music or digital movies, WAV files, AVI files, MP3 files, etc. And then, but you can also look at relatively modern technology like BlackBerry phones. BlackBerry phones were all the rage. And the company that made the BlackBerries, which had little keyboards on them, by the way, and everybody was getting all their email on the BlackBerries. The company that made the BlackBerry phone, I think it was called BlackBerry. And where is it today? It's gone. It's gone. I mean, essentially gone. Lost almost all of its value because everybody just decided to move over to the iPhone. So the iPhone wasn't first. The iPhone just came along and was better. Bitcoin was first, but Bitcoin's not better. There are technically far better forms of crypto today, like Firo and Xano, and I don't hold either one of those at the moment, although someday I might, who knows. I do hold some Bitcoin, by the way, but that's just because I don't want to buy it and I don't want to sell. I'm just sitting on it. I'm a hodler on what little Bitcoin I actually have. But it's not the best coin out there. You know, Monero's better for privacy, obviously. I mentioned Xano. Firo is better because it has vastly improved privacy over Monero. But Firo is not well known, and that's F-I-R-O, by the way. I interviewed Ruben, who's one of the head, you know, people involved in the project. And on our show, Decentralized TV, my co-host and I, Todd Pittner, we also interviewed one of the top guys involved in Xano. And I forgot his name at the moment. I think it's kind of like a Russian-sounding name. I apologize. I forgot his name. But he's quite famous in the crypto space. And he explained what Xano is. I still don't fully grasp everything about Xano, Z-A-N-O. But I'm told by people who know that it's a candidate for some, you know, really, really strong future applications. All of these coins are better than Bitcoin. So this idea that, you know, Bitcoin's going to go to the moon, like Max Kaiser, who's been a longtime Bitcoin advocate, and he's pretty arrogant about it. You know, he's got a personality. He's a fun guy, but he's also, like, having Bitcoin go up so much has made him very pompous. And like a lot of Bitcoin maxis, they think they're right all the time and that nothing bad can ever happen to Bitcoin. Well, Max Kaiser says Bitcoin's going to go to $2.2 million per coin now, which is absurd. You know, it's insane, unless you assume the dollar's collapsing, in which case, you know, gold might go to essentially infinity if the dollar goes to zero, right? So if the dollar's collapsing, any asset described in dollars can go to the moon, obviously. But Bitcoin at $2.2 million per coin, if the dollar is roughly the same value as of today, that's absurd. And the only way to get there is if the government pumps it up, which it may. Could the government pump up Bitcoin to $1 million a coin? Yeah, sure it could. But then what happens when the government collapses? Then everybody panic sells out of Bitcoin. Or something else comes along. Maybe a BRICS currency is announced. And the BRICS currency is made available to the people somehow. And then because of that, everybody wants to get into BRICS. And all of a sudden, Bitcoin is yesterday's news. And everybody's panic selling Bitcoin. You know how quickly that price can fall? It can fall in seconds or minutes, because there's not a lot of backstop behind Bitcoin. Bitcoin's valuation is entirely derived from the perception of value from the people who are buying and selling the coin. there's obviously nothing backing it up. Like, there's not gold, there's not silver, there's not, you know, a business, there's not a revenue model, there's no income. It just, it's valued for its properties, which are useful, such as divisibility and relatively, you know, rapid mobility. You can send Bitcoin anywhere in the world within minutes. And the blockchain has its own properties. And, you know, if you're smart and wise about it, you know, you can protect your privacy to some degree, although Bitcoin is more of a public opaque blockchain. But Bitcoin has properties, and yet the perception of the value of those properties can change very rapidly. So Bitcoin could be valued today as it is $100,000 a coin. And, you know, back in 2009, 2010, it was a penny a coin. Well, could it be $1 million a coin? Well, with a government pump, it could. But could it also go back to a dollar a coin? Yeah, if everybody panics out of Bitcoin and says, hey, we found the next big thing, and everybody jump into the next big thing. Let me tell you this. This idea of FOMO, of just chasing the next bubble for the sake of speculative profits, this never ends well. This is just digital tulip bulb mania that's at this point. And I'm not discounting the utility of Bitcoin. It has utility. But like I said, so do a lot of other coins that have even better utility, better privacy, better transaction speeds. In some cases, you know, other utilities such as being able to tokenize physical assets and things like that. So Bitcoin is great, but it could be eclipsed tomorrow. And then what happens to Bitcoin? And then what happens to a government that spent all its gold to buy Bitcoin? And then if Bitcoin collapses in value, that government has no Bitcoin value and no gold. And that's stupid. If you have gold, hold the gold. If you have Bitcoin, you may wish to hold the Bitcoin. But at the end of the day, gold isn't going to be replaced by a different element. Gold's not going to be replaced by a crypto. But a crypto can be replaced by another crypto pretty quickly. It can happen rapidly, you know, at the speed of human attention and the speed of light, the speed of the internet, you know, it can happen very rapidly. So be very cautious. I'm not anti-Bitcoin. I'm not saying sell your Bitcoin. I'm just saying be very, very cautious. If you're buying at this price, understand it's speculation. Could you double or triple your money? Yeah, possibly so. If the government starts buying Bitcoin, could it go to 250K per Bitcoin? Absolutely. But could it also go to $10,000 a Bitcoin? Could it go to $10? Could it collapse in value? Yes, it absolutely could. So be mindful of these possibilities. And if you want something that will outlast the rise and fall of every currency, every nation, every government, and every crypto, that answer is gold. It's gold and silver. Table of elements isn't going anywhere. And it doesn't depend on a password or electricity or technology in order to exist. So just a word of caution. Be careful with what you do in crypto. If you want to watch my interviews with crypto project founders and, you know, really innovative people in this space, check out decentralize.tv. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. Oh, you can also hear my other interviews at brighteon.com. Take care. Mike Adams here, and I want to share a little nutritional secret with you. So you know I drink these smoothies every day. I make these out of avocados and bananas and whey protein. I put some other powders in them as well. I put a little black cumin seed oil in there and some vitamin D drops and things like that. But what I've added today into my smoothie, because we now have it available in our store, is called Golden Milk. And I know it's kind of a funny name, but it's orange. It's golden orange colored because it's got a lot of turmeric in it. But let me show you this. I've got it on my desk here. There it is in the canisters there on the right and left-hand side. Golden Milk powder canisters. Of course, it's certified organic and laboratory tested. But if you show my screen, I want to walk you through some of the ingredients. This is incredibly delicious. It's great for the fall season here too. But it's made with organic coconut milk powder and then organic date sugar, which is a low glycemic natural sweetener. And then
The functional herbs are, you've got curcumin, which is an extract from turmeric. You've got organic turmeric root powder, organic ginger root powder for that spice, that fall spice, ashwagandha powder, which is an adaptogen that's really potent, and then cinnamon powder gives it that just delicious flavor. Cinnamon, by the way, is used a lot in traditional Chinese medicine, and it has its own health properties. All this together is called organic golden milk superfood. You can take the powder and you can blend it into water, or you can blend it like I did with avocados and bananas. You can blend it with cashews to make like a cashew milk, like a superfood fall eggnog nutrition drink. There's no eggs in it, and it's not all sugared up like typical eggnog. It's way better than eggnog, but it's great for the fall season. Or you can use almond milk or any other kind of milk or raw cow's milk, whatever you have, fresh milk off the farm. Mix this with it, and you will have a superfood extravaganza that has so many functional benefits, it's too many to even name. Now, in addition to that, here's what else we have available at the Health Ranger store. I just mentioned ashwagandha. We have an ashwagandha liquid extract available right now, too. Here it is. It's organic liquid extract, 2 fluid ounces. This is a super high-end extract that's extracted with a combination of alcohol, water, and glycerin. And as a result, because of those three different, quote, solvents or, you know, carriers, you actually extract more of the nutrients from the ashwagandha root than just using one of those. So this is available now, and it's really fantastic. And if you show my desk, I want to mention a couple other things. We have astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, now back in stock for the first time in a long time. That is a fat-soluble carotenoid that has extraordinary properties. If you haven't yet tried astaxanthin and just observe what it can help with in terms of your mobility and joints and cognitive protective support, things like that, try astaxanthin. I think you'll be really amazed at what it can do for you. In addition, we have the Boku Superfood formulation now in stock for the first time. This organic superfood is it's based on the original Boku formulation, but it's been upgraded, enhanced with our sourcing, our laboratory testing, and the result is now the combination Boku Superfood, Health Ranger Store, you know, combo formulation and lab testing product. Available for the first time, plant-based, high-density nutrition, ready to blend into water or milk or anything like that. It's available for the first time at our store. And then finally, if you go back to my desk, yeah, we've got ginger latte powder, which is, you know, more of a sort of coffee-themed drink there that's also quite delicious. And then we also have there in the brown label the organic freeze-dried crunchy munchies, banana, apple, cinnamon. And these are fruit and herb purees that are freeze-dried into little snack chunks. And they're called crunchy munchies. They're fun to eat. Kids love them too. And the ingredients are just incredibly clean and nutritious. We also have a banana strawberry flavor available in the crunchy munchies as well. So a great snack, a great travel food. All of this and much more is available now at healthrangerstore.com. And also don't want to forget iodine, because everybody's freaking out about the risk of nuclear war right now. And sure enough, we've got nascent iodine available at the store. This is the cap version because the caps last much longer than the droppers, but you can also buy this with a dropper in it, or you can get bulk deals with this. You can buy like 6 bottles with caps right here, a 6-pack. And this stuff is going to just disappear off the shelves the minute, you know, let's pray it doesn't happen, but the minute war escalates even more between Russia and Ukraine, especially if somebody starts launching nukes, or even if Israel starts launching nukes, which could happen on any given day, it seems, but you won't be able to find nascent iodine on the shelves. So get it now while you can, and when it's relatively affordable and available. We've got it right now. We're shipping right now out of our warehouse in Central Texas. So thank you for all your support. Shop at healthrangerstore.com for all your nutrition needs. And you can find many different products that we have available, hundreds to choose from that are health and nutrition. We've got hundreds of different products to choose from themed on health and nutrition and superfoods, even personal care products. We've got freeze-dried crunchy munchies and also storable food, certified organic storable food, you know, various nutritional supplements. Yes, we test everything for glyphosate. We test it for heavy metals. We test for microbiology contamination, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, other testing as well. So we do more testing than anybody that I know of in this business. And so you can rest assured that whatever you purchase from our store is ultra clean, ultra tested, and has very high density nutrition without all the crazy high toxic heavy metals that are very commonly found in products like turmeric and ginger and moringa and many others. So, hey, as I say about the other nutritional product providers out there, if they're not testing for heavy metals, they're selling heavy metals. You got to test for it because heavy metals contamination is like crazy common in certain types of foods and supplements like turmeric. So we have laboratory tested, certified organic. Thank you for supporting healthrangerstore.com, and know that every purchase helps support our platforms like Brighttown.com, Natural News, Brighttown.io, our decentralized free speech platform, Brighttown.social, and much more, including our AI project, Brighttown.ai. So thank you for all your support. God bless you all. Take care.